This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Kelly Armstrong is in studio with us today, the Republican-endorsed candidate for House. If you have a question or comment for him, get it in right now. We have Kelly for one more segment, 258-0550. 258-0550 is the local telephone number, 800-228-0550. Todd and I have a bunch of texts. We'll get to those as well here. One programming note, tomorrow, our annual, we do this before Mother's Day, Father's Day, around veterans celebrations, and Mom's Day is Sunday. So we want to give you, our listeners, an opportunity to give a shout-out to your mom. So start thinking right now about what makes your mom very special. Tell us a story about your mom and a story about her and how she's so special and maybe something that you think of often. Maybe when you were growing up, whatever. What makes your mom special? You tell us whatever what you want to tell us about your mom, but tell us a story about your mom tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, okay? So that'll be tomorrow on the program. We'll have great fun with that. So before I get back to your questions and comments, I want to pick up on one topic. You had mentioned earlier that you were hearing from folks about the Farm Bill. And this was with a conversation, and there was a story yesterday. Congressman Kramer got a call about it. From someone saying, do you support Trump, threatening a veto on the Farm Bill over the work requirements? Now, it was a Wall Street Journal story. We read it. And this was yesterday. By 1:15 yesterday after we left the air, the Hill reports Trump is not going to be issuing a veto threat. Don't you love the swamp media?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Not only do they demagogue an issue, they try and make an issue out of something that's never been an issue yet.
And, folks, this is what you really need to be savvy about when you're watching stories, because Republicans are the target of this way more than Democrats, okay? Because the reporters are Democrats. So they're not gonna do this to Democrats. They do it to Republicans. So yesterday, Wall Street Journal, Trump threatens veto. And, a few hours later, not going to issue a veto threat. That came from Mark Short, by the way, who is the legislative affairs director. That having been said, the issue was over Trump wanting stronger work requirements in the Farm Bill, which obviously would be a tougher sell in the swamp-filled Senate. What is your take on stronger work requirements in the Farm Bill?
Yeah, I think any time that somebody is getting federal help for doing things, food stamps, those types of nature, our number one priority should be to get them off of those roles and back into being an active member of the community as soon as possible. That's better. It's better for the programs. It's better for the person doing it and those things. And you don't have to look very far. You know, when Ed Schaefer was governor here, they implemented a program right here in North Dakota, and I think the first year they did it, they got 24 capable people off of or 2,500 capable people off of welfare within one year. So that's a huge number in North Dakota, and that puts them working. They're providing for their family, those types of things. So I don't know why anybody would be opposed to people who are able-bodied and capable of working to create programs that help them get back into the workforce quicker.
Two-part question based on a listener's text. President Donald Trump said today that his historic planned summit with North Korea and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place June 12th in Singapore. So we now know when, and he's saying we will both try to make a very special moment for world peace in a tweet earlier today. And of course, we know North Korea released three Americans it had been holding as prisoners ahead of the meeting as well. Do you support President Trump?
Yes.
Because I have a text from somebody that says that Kelly's a never Trumper, they say.
Yeah. When you do this and you run for office, being criticized for things you do is fine. You come out, you hold yourself accountable. The things like that are frustrating when it's never true. When I was state party chairman, we worked very closely with the Trump campaign to get him to North Dakota. Actually, North Dakota is the one that put him over the top for the delegate total to secure the nomination. Since he has been president, we've worked very closely to have him here. We helped coordinate that whole visit to the Endeavor refinery out in Mandan. And I would just say not only that, but I'm not sure we've had a president or an administration that has focused more on issues that are important in North Dakota and spent more time in North Dakota. You know, Trump has been here twice. Vice President Pence has been here twice. We've had Purdue. We've had Zinke. We've had Pruitt. And more importantly, the issues and the policies of what they're dealing with are important to everyday North Dakotans, and we're in a better spot in North Dakota right now than we were before the election, and that's largely due to the policies that are coming out of from President Trump and his administration.
Texter says, Kelly, are you going to be as open as available to the public as Mr. Cramer has been?
That is a yes. I'm going to try. I mean, Kevin set the gold standard in that. And even while we've been doing this since we started in February, we've been going everywhere, answering questions. And I've tried to be as open as possible, do any radio, go to any town hall. I mean, you're up for re-election every 2 years. The single best way you can get your message across is coming on shows like this, going, meeting with people. And it's my favorite part of the job, so it's easy for me.
Charles in Minot for Senator Kelly Armstrong.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, just Charles Tuttle. You know, you were kind of very much a never Trumper when we went to Cleveland, and you and Curly had that book Unbound, trying to convince delegates that they didn't have to vote for Trump. But maybe you've changed since then. I don't know, but I don't hear Trump in your speeches. I just don't see it or hear it. And the other thing is, you know, you're in the Senate for I think two sessions. And we still have Common Core in North Dakota. We still have out of control spending. You're going to go to Washington and tell people you're going to cut the spending because you balance the budget here. You know, we have to balance the budget here, but we don't need to spend $4 billion on welfare.
All right, let's go there in order. One,
yeah.
Trump, Cleveland.
That's not true.
I mean,
patently not true.
Yeah,
it's false.
There was a rather famous effort led by Curly Haugland. Gary Amenath was part of it. You're saying you weren't part of it.
Not one bit.
Yeah, and because their effort was to try. They were fighting for the rules as they saw the rules of the Republican Party, and they said that they didn't believe that Trump deserved the nomination. But what he's doing is tying you to something that you had no part of.
No part of whatsoever.
Yeah. So second of all, he's saying, hey, Common Core is still there, and we spend too much. You know, what would you say about your record in the legislature and how you take that to Washington?
Yeah, I mean, I've come out and said I wasn't in support of Common Core. It's been dealt with at those issues. The major bill never got to the Senate because it got defeated in the House. There's not a lot I can do with things that happen in that way. And with regards to the spending, I mean, I think it's important to note that we cut $1.7 billion out of the budget in the last legislative session. And whenever you do things like that, there's going to be people that say you should have cut more, you should have cut less. I applaud Governor Burgum and his budget strategy to bring 10% or to bring a 10% budget cut to all the agency budgets, at least as a starting point in conversation. We need to continue to do those things. But I'm proud of my fiscal conservative record, and I'll run on that and stand on that anytime.
Charles, thanks for the call. Emailer says, this is the best opportunity North Dakota has ever had to take all three seats in our federal delegation. We know the Democrats will stop at nothing to win, and that their strategy is based largely on phony rhetoric. How do you intend to win the rhetorical war, the only war Democrats are really good at?
By telling the truth, and telling the truth is to as many people as you can. I mean, I work hard. We're going to campaign all day, every day from now until November. We'll go anywhere, anytime. We'll answer questions. And the answer is the truth usually wins out. North Dakota voters are smart. They're intelligent. They're engaged. And they're ready to send the right people to Washington, D.C. And I'll take the truth over rhetoric any day of the week.
From Facebook, Charlie says, how will you protect the First and Second Amendment?
Well, I think the First Amendment, there's a lot of issues coming up, and outside of the big national issues we have going on, how we deal with privacy in the privacy and First Amendment issues in the digital age are going to continue to move forward. I've always been a strong supporter of the First Amendment. The more information people have, the better, and we're going to continue to make sure those issues are taken care of. With regards to the Second Amendment, that's one issue that's near and dear to my heart. I have an A+ rating with the NRA, and that's because I've grown up with hunting, fishing, and dealing with those things, and I will be a strong advocate for gun rights.
Dan says, quintessentially, my wife grew up, I don't remember the last time I used that word, I don't know about you, but quintessentially, my wife grew up next door to your grandma Mert and your dad. Just based on that, we have no problem supporting your candidacy. So
those are
neighbors
those,
for Kelly.
Those are two people. They're two of my favorite people, and obviously huge influences in my life growing up. And I don't think you could have more politically opposed people than my father and his mother. My grandmother was the head of North Dakota Mental Health for 20 years, and she was a fantastic lady. She's done a ton of things for people in North Dakota, but let's just say hers and my politics didn't align very often.
Robert in New England for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. I'm wondering about these wind farms that are going up out here all over the place. Are you in favor of those?
Did you say wind farms, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard you correct.
Yeah, I mean, from North Dakota is a perfect example of an all-of-the-above energy state. We have obviously have gas, we have oil, we have ethanol, we have wind farms. I think wind farms need to be a local issue. They need to be decided at the state level. They need to be decided at the county level. So from the federal level, I would say that we empower states to deal with those issues the best that we can.
All right, Robert, if you have a response to that or a follow-up question, just do me a favor, hang tight. We'll give you a chance to get your two cents in on this, because all you did really is ask a quick question, and we have another caller after that, and then we have to let Kelly go so we can get to a meeting at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're looking for a great gift for a graduate. I've been telling folks about Gary Thiles' book, Open Secrets of Success. And, you know, you don't often read a book. In this case, it's a biography really written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. where business leaders, in this case a billionaire, says, here's things I did wrong. You know, I shouldn't have done this. This went wrong here. This went wrong there. But he really does a good job of saying, you know, here's the good, here's the bad, here's all of it. You know, it's, again, kind of just an open secret. He's an open book and tells the story. But talk about life lessons from his humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to now being the top hotel developer in the country, maybe the world. Nobody's done it as well as he has. It really is a great story, and it's a North Dakota success story. So get the book, Open Secrets of Success, bookstores, online, however you order it. You can get it from any of them, Amazon. It's just easy to get, the Gary Thorolson story. And give this as a gift. I love graduation gifts that are not just a, you know, a trinket or something that sort of everybody gives, but one thing that you remember, and because a deal like this will give you all kinds of life lessons. So it's really good. Again, get those online. Robert, New England, did you have anything else you want to say on wind towers for Kelly before we let you go?
Yeah, I was wondering if she thought that the people who don't participate should be compensated for their unsightliness and noise pollution.
Yeah, I think what you're dealing with those types of situations is we need to make sure the local communities have as much input in the process as possible, which obviously means the federal government should have as little regulation as possible, because when they do go up, they're there. And the one it's in my district, 36, it's very large. It goes all the way from New England essentially to Hebron. And whenever we're dealing with renewable fuels and things of that nature, we also have to make sure we keep in mind that the balance stays where it needs to stay. I mean, fossil fuels are still what drives this economy. They're still what drives North Dakota, whether it's coal, natural gas, or oil. And we got to make sure that in all of the above all of the above energy policy is in place, but that it's equal and that it keeps cost to consumers down and keeps energy secure on the grid.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. Last one for Kelly, and let him go. Deb and Kildare with your question. Go ahead. You're up, Deb.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you.
Hi, Deb.
On the show. Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being on the show today. And you answered a question that I was at a meeting. Some of the old-time lobbyists in the state legislature, we were trying to figure out if your grandmother was Mert or if she was your mom. So thank you for clarifying that, because we often butted heads with her. But you know what? She was very nice and she was very professional, and you are the same. And I just want to say that I did vote for you, and I'm just going to watch what you do in Congress. So
thank you, ma'am.
So good luck, and you have a great day.
You too.
Deb, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Any closing thoughts, final thoughts?
Yeah, we're going to keep going around. If anybody has any questions or anything they want to know, they can contact us on our Facebook page or on our website, armstrongnd.com. Reach out. We'll get back to you. That's how we're doing this whole campaign. We're going to get out, talk to as many people as possible, be as many places as possible, and answer the questions of the voters. We're excited to do it. I think we have the right message. There's a clear distinction between me and my opponent. I'm a conservative Republican, pro-business, pro-tax cuts. He's not. He's liberal. He's voted against those issues at the state legislature. He's voted against tax cuts, voted for more regulation. And these are clear choices we need to make moving into November. This is North Dakota's future is at stake when we're dealing with these issues.
Do you detect a pattern from your opponent yet, or the Democratic Party on a theme that they're going to pound away on that you want to make sure people are aware of?
No, I mean, I think they're going to pretend they're a lot more moderate than they are. And fortunately for us, there's voting records and things that exist that we're going to be able to get the message out to say that that's not true.
Somebody has a suggestion before we let you go. This came in off the air on what you should wear on the campaign trail. All right?
Yeah, this is all the politicians and stuff that are running. If you haven't spent 20 years wearing work boots and gloves stuff, you have no business running for office because you haven't worked with people. Get out here and do a real job. Put on a pair of work boots, steel toes, kick some rebar around. Do stuff like that for about 20 years, and then you'll be a good politician. Or drive a truck or something. If not, don't even run.
Well, he's obviously giving that advice to more than just you.
Yeah. You know, when
but have you worn work boots?
Yes. When we do these things and people ask, what, I mean, all of that, I say, I essentially have three outfits in my wardrobe. It's a suit and tie. It's jeans, cowboy boots, and a T-shirt or camouflage. So that's what you get picked when I'm on the campaign trail. You know, we've been out in western North Dakota doing those things. We farm 6 miles south of Richardson. Spend most of my professional career in the office, and I'm not going to apologize for that. But yeah, we've been out there. We've been doing a lot of things. And, you know, he's not entirely wrong. The more people you have that have been actively engaged in the business community at all levels, the better off your government's going to be.
Exactly right. All right, we'll let you go so we get you to keep you on time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
Kelly Armstrong, he will be a guest of ours regularly. By the way, we'll offer the same opportunity for Max Schneider certainly as well to join us. And Mac has given us every indication that he will be participating and joining us, unlike his Democratic counterpart on the Senate race, who we have, interestingly enough, repeatedly asked to join the discussion, not for our sake, but for you, the audience, and we don't get much of an answer back. What do you get, Todd, anyway? Todd gets the same answer I do. I don't know. It's a silence? It's,
that's
you know,
what I just said. I gave you the entire response.
You gave me the answer.
I've gotten.
Yeah, there's
here
crickets.
It is again.
We hear crickets generally.
No, I don't
when
even
we,
get that.
You don't even get crickets, yeah. So, and, you know, again, I just want you to know, we would be 100% happy to have Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp share the exact same amount of time between now and November and give you even more information and data to deal with. It is quite obvious because there was a time, quite a long time, where she would not come on the program. I bumped into her in Frisco, Texas, and expressed my disappointment in that on behalf of the audience, saying, again, not an ego thing, isn't about me, just that this is a great audience. I love the audience. These folks are family to Todd and I. You know, that we spend every day, you know, a couple hours a day with family, all right? And you get to, you know, understand the way people think and feel, and, you know, you share emotions together and high points and low points and everything else, and it's just like a family. It is. It's like a radio family. And so we'd like you to honor them and come on. And she said, here's my cell phone number. Reach out to Tessa Gould at the time, her chief of staff, or still is her chief of staff, her fixer. And I called the fixer, and the fixer called me back and said, hey, I don't know what to the comm shop, you know, kind of blamed it on, oh, miscommunication, but no problem. Yep, she'll come on. And do you remember this, Todd? And we have this, you know, big build up to this. She's coming back on. She came on. I don't remember if it was for a full hour. It was supposed to be. She took, you know, a bunch of calls, but it was fine. And, you know, some agreed, some disagreed, but, you know, I don't think it was too painful. And she came back on again, and then there were, you know, sort of more calls. And then I think the third time she'd only do like 10 minutes and didn't want to take any calls. And all of a sudden, then we don't do it anymore. Right back to the way it was. So the reason she's not coming on is not Scott, is not Todd, is not anything we say or do. It's you. It's the fact that the majority of North Dakotans ask questions that she doesn't want to answer. And it's that old risk-reward deal that most politicians take. There's risk in doing this interview, and there's reward. Reward is a lot of people will hear it. Risk is I'm going to get asked something I don't want to have to answer. And she's chosen to hide and not take the risk of talking to people, North Dakotans. Thankfully, Congressman Kevin Cramer defies that an hour every day, every week, rather, and takes your questions. Senator Hoeven, Governor Burgum, Kelly Armstrong, anytime we ask. So, thank you.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listeners, because they think like this.
Evans called a politician who's up at a running. If you haven't spent 20 years wearing work boots and gloves, stuff, you have no business running for office because you haven't worked with people. Get out here and do a real job. Put on a pair of work boots, steel toes, kick some rebar around. Do stuff like that for about 20 years, and then you'll be a good politician. Drive a truck or something. If not, don't even run.
Do you think it hurts any less to kick rebar without steel-toed boots? With steel-toed boots? I think it hurts just as much even if you have those. I just love that, sage advice for political leaders. It's not practical, and it's not ever going to happen that every member of Congress, every elected leader is going to be someone that knows what a day's work is really like, but I just love that we kind of hold them to a different standard. We're not bowing any altar. Oh man, I love it. I love this too. This is kind of good news today. If you missed this at 3 this morning.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me. And I really think we have a very good chance of doing something very meaningful. And if anybody would have said that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even a year ago, you would have said that's not possible. So a lot of very good things have happened.
3 American prisoners in North Korea released and a summit set for Singapore in June between Donald Trump and the North Korean leader. Wow. Amazing. And Democrats are running around wanting us to be nicer to terrorists. That's their message today. We got to be nicer to terrorists. I weep for the Republic, ladies and gentlemen, with that kind of thinking. Telephone number is 258-0550. What's on your mind? Tell me. 800-228-0550. Kevin Pfeiffer and his team at Pfeiffer's Auction Company are busy. land auctions, crop, pasture, hunting land in Morton County and Dunn County and Cass and Trail and McHenry counties, farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, spearfish, South Dakota, Albany, Minnesota, all on the docket right now. Auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions are really, really bringing top dollar through equipment auctions. Online bidding, they have all the tools now, have a great team. 877-700-4099 is the toll-free telephone number. 877-700-4099 or online at pifers.com. Find sponsor this program. It's a good thing to support folks that support us. Remember that. Give Pipers a shot. You're going to love them. You really will. All right, let's hit the road here. We're going to be hitting the road tomorrow, and I want to tell you about that in a minute, but this listener is on the road. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jim?
I'm Hello. Scott. You're Jim, I hope.
I am, at least I am, for the next few minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
I wanted to comment on that hearing yesterday. I've never been so embarrassed for my legislatures. That when that woman was questioning that woman, who for 30 years has protected us. This
well, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. You're talking about Camilla Harris, senator from California. In case people don't know what you're talking about, I'm going to play it here, Jim, okay? I don't know why you'd be embarrassed at this. I can't even imagine. I thought you'd be a Camilla Harris fan by now after listening to this. But here is Camilla Harris, senator from California, questioning Gina Haspel, the nominee for the CIA. Again, this is what keeps Democrats up at night. Being nicer to terrorists. Listen.
So one question I've not heard you answer is, do you believe that the previous interrogation techniques were immoral?
Senator, I believe that CIA officers to whom you referred.
It's a yes or no answer. Do you believe the previous interrogation techniques were immoral? I'm not asking do you believe they were legal. I'm asking do you believe they were immoral?
Senator, I believe that CIA did extraordinary work to prevent another attack on this country given the legal tools that we were authorized to use.
Please answer yes or no. Do you believe in hindsight that those techniques were immoral?
Senator, what I believe sitting here today is that I support the higher moral standard we have decided to hold ourselves to.
Can you please answer the question?
Senator, I think I've answered the question.
No, you've not. Do you believe the previous techniques, now armed with hindsight, do you believe they were immoral? Yes or no?
Senator, I believe that we should hold ourselves to the moral standard outlined in the Army Field Manual.
Okay, so I understand that you've not answered the question, but I'm going to move on. So I understand that you, from previous answers, are serving as the authority over whether or not CIA information concerning you will be classified or not. Given an obvious appearance of conflict, will you agree to recuse yourself from the responsibility and the authority?
This is what you're talking about, right, Jim?
Yes. I don't think I've been as angry. What an embarrassment to humanity. You know, talk about torture. Torture is answering those questions. Torture is riding in Ted Kennedy's car. Torture is being a waitress for Patrick Leahy and Ted Kennedy. I mean, come on. This is pathetic. What an embarrassment to our Senate. Oh.
Please do me a favor. If you are a Democrat and you listen to that and you think, I'm glad she's doing it, can you explain to me? Because I fear for the future of my kids and grandkids because of people like that actually having a title like senator. It scares the daylights out of me that at a time when we have innumerable threats all around the world, they're literally staying up at night wondering, you were 30th in command of the CIA when they did this, which was legal, and nobody said it's illegal. We just don't like it because you're treating terrorists unfairly. I mean, come on, you can't make this up. I'm with you, Jim. Please tell me if I need to better understand. You will get no ridicule. You will get nothing other than silence from me as I absorb your viewpoint on why you're glad the Democratic Party today is more worried about how terrorists are treated than they are protecting and defending the United States of America. Tony's on the road. You're next. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, I'm proud to be an American, and I fly the flag real high every day. Neighbors kind of give me crap about not putting it in half mast. Well, I have a son overseas, and it will fly high with a light on it at night. I just talked to a truck driver here, and he said Flying J truck stops will not be flying the American flag anymore to honor the foreign truck drivers. How sad is that? I'm a foreigner. My grandparents were foreigners, but I'm an American now, and I will abide by the American rule of law and proud to hang a flag that says this is my country. Isn't that just the saddest thing you ever heard?
Do you know this to be true, like officially from Flying J, or is it like one?
No.
Is it a corporate thing?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys could do some digging or not. This guy told me, he goes, I don't know where you feel, boy, but I'm a truck driver, and I usually don't because they're always a little higher. I mean, there are the convenient spots, but at the same time, I just like, are you kidding me? But
we'll ask. We'll ask what the deal is
okay,
there.
Because I appreciate that because I listen to your show all the time, and I love the flag guy. He's the most patriot guy I ever heard on your radio show, and I love that guy. And I'm proud to have my flag shining at night with a bright light. Hey, I'm all for it. Anyway, I know you got a lot of stuff to cover. I just had to blow my steam. Thanks, Scott.
All right, appreciate that very much. Thank you, Tony. We'll check it out. We're on it, okay? Tom in Jamestown, you're next.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I think the representative from California, you could ask a little bit of a different question maybe, somewhere along these lines. If all of her family, relatives, loved ones were in a major city and the CIA had information that that city was going to be attacked with a nuclear weapon, and one of the terrorists that they had captured had a major piece to the puzzle that would allow them to preempt that attack and prevent the nuclear attack in the city where all of her relatives were. Would she be inclined to use enhanced interrogation methods in order to extract the information in order to prevent the nuclear attack? Now, that's the question that should be asked of her and asked of all those people that think, you know, they're so concerned about, like you have been saying, torture, mistreatment of terrorists, people who, if they would be given a chance, would kill millions of Americans. That's really the question, don't you think?
I do. I do indeed. Appreciate that very much, Tom, and we'll see if anybody else agrees. Joe in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah, that questioning by the senator, that's a pure gotcha question, because whether she says yes or no, they can twist it. But making a statement of my own, when it comes to dealing with terrorists and these people who are just insane, me personally, I hope waterboarding is the most fearful, painful, disgusting thing on the planet as long as it gets them to talk. I have absolutely no truck with that at all. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Texter says, what is immoral is that all of these Democratic senators voted for the abortion bill a few weeks ago. There's an interesting contrast, isn't it? Yeah, the abortion bill she is referring to was one that said the pain-capable bill. So in other words, at 20 weeks, a baby in a mother's womb feels pain. Science tells us that. So pro-choice, I mean, people who support abortion and pro-life people said, well, if we've got science that tells us that, we should draw the line there. We should draw the line there. But Planned Parenthood had such a grip on people like Senator Heidi Heitkamp and other Democrats that they couldn't bring themselves to draw the line even there. And then, of course, she famously high-fived Chuck Schumer after the vote, literally within 20 seconds of the vote. And we've had a debate since about whether that was a high-five or an awkward handshake. Which obviously tells you all you need to know about the insanity of politics today. But very good point to that texture. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, I have a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we are going to be live in Valley City at the PetroServe USA location. And this is one of the nicest convenience stores. It's more like a grocery store. It's more like a mini, you know, local kind of Walmart. It's just got a lot of really neat things there. But I've been told, I've not yet have one, but I have been told that they have the best burgers anywhere in North Dakota. So I'm going to go out and find out whether that's true or not. I think this is an important mission. Plus, Kent and Clark and his team at PetroServe USA have given me a fistful of PetroServe USA gift cards that we're going to give away for moms. So, we're going to say they're for moms. I also have a box of My Pillows. So all this is a long way of telling you, planning your travels tomorrow. You know, we'll get out there about 8:30 to be safe, and to be there till 11:30. So we'll say anytime between 8:30 and 11:30, if you roll in the PetroServe USA and you find me, say, I need something for Mama. And then you can decide My Pillow or PetroServe USA gift card. You try one of the burgers. They have also a big promotion going on E15 where you save a bundle on E15 tomorrow. That's right. And I guess on E15, the news there is just like E10, it is manufactured approved for your vehicle. You know, up to E15, you can do that. Obviously, you need a flex fuel if you're doing any of the other blends, but the larger blends. But E15, like E10, the manufacturers say, hey, no problem. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. We're going to do our Mom's Day stories tomorrow. So join us at PetroServe USA Valley City location. A big grand opening is happening tomorrow. Plan your travels around it tomorrow, okay, because we're going to find out if that's a great burger. Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms. Hey, Troy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good. You know what folks asked me to ask you about? Can they get the seed still? They want the good stuff. How are you doing on what kind of seed availability have you got for them right now?
There's a pretty good availability on some things. You know, a lot of it is getting tight, though. I mean, we have some of almost everything left, but everything is getting tight. So, you know, we're going to be running out of things here shortly. I know guys are making a lot of decisions. Like last night, I had a guy at 10 o'clock call me and say, hey, I'm changing up what I'm doing here. Would you help me figure out, you know, my seeding rates and my seeding depths? And because of not getting rain and the temperatures are, you know, 40 again today, guys are changing things up. So we've been helping a lot of people with that because there's some changes in their plans or indecision. So people can call us at any time to help with that type of stuff. You know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, we're open to help them. And yeah, there is most everything left, but it's getting tight. You know, we're trying to clean seed as quick as we can. We got one machine running right now on gold flax, one on oats, and we just keep bouncing back and forth as the supply tanks empty out.
Well, it's one thing to get seed, and there's another to be able to get it in the ground. What are you hearing from your customers on planting conditions right now?
Well, and that's what's going on with some of it. You know, we haven't had any rain in this area. Some other places have had a little bit. You know, a lot of guys were going to start with some of their deeper seeded crops. Now some of them have started just like we have. We were going to start with some of the chickpeas and other things, and we started out with millets and went to flaxes, and now we're on lentils and barley. So we're trying to follow the temperatures and the moisture. You know, some of them you can seed a little deeper, so we adjusted accordingly. I'm getting a lot of those calls, and then with the soil conditions, some guys are worried about certain mortality issues, so we're talking about some of that if they got to adjust their seeding rates and such. So
you know what?
Trying to help them with all these concerns.
That's why you want a pro, like Troy and the team at CNC Farms. How do folks get a hold of you?
701-721-4258, and they can call that number or text it, and I can get back to you if I don't answer right away. Might be on the other line. Usually there's a fair amount of calls coming in.
One more time, that telephone number?
701-721-4258.
CNC Farms, Donnybrook, North Dakota. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Scott. And I was going to mention, you know, I heard you talking, I think it was yesterday, about all of the different groups that advertise with you. And I got to say, I have a MyPillow as well. And I'll probably be ordering a flagpole from your flagpole guy. And kind of proud to be part of the team.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks a bunch, Troy. Good to talk to you.
Take care. Thank you.
We did a little digging on this Flying J thing, and some of you have reached out to us, too, as well. Some reporting, evidently, a pilot Flying J, the same thing. And they are saying they proudly welcome the American flag at all their locations. After looking into a concern at a store in Kentucky, they found out that the concerns were not with the flags themselves, but with the safety of where they were placed, as we need to make sure they don't block the lines of sight of drivers pulling into our locations. We are proudly American, started by a Korean War veteran 60 years ago. Pilot Flying J shows that pride in all of our locations, so it sounds like a little misunderstanding there. Talk about the giving they've given and whatnot as well. Ray is calling about that. Ray, do you, does that jive with what you know?
No, I'm not sure on that end of it, but I'm glad to hear that, because I called in to say I found out Flying J was not going to fly the flag, or wasn't flying the flag. I was going to quit doing business there. And I represent about 2,000 gallons a month, and I feel there's a lot of others out there would have done the same thing. But I will tell you this about Flying J. I think they're prejudiced against their local drivers because they took away their 1,000-gallon, it was like a gift certificate. They gave you points.
Oh, my goodness. Call again about that, Ray. We're out of time. God bless you, folks. Got to go. See you tomorrow. Petroserve USA, honoring moms. Remember, Moms Day stories tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.